It was Woman Against Machine at an arm wrestling competition yesterday in San Diego.
And as soon as we say go, go ahead.
In one corner, 17-year-old Panna Felsen, a high school student and amateur robot builder, 5 feet 7 inches tall and 120 pounds. In the other, 3 different versions of robotic arms made out of electroactive polymers. Let's just say the robots didn't stand a chance against the young Ms. Felsen. The competition was organized by Joseph Bar-Cohen, a senior researcher at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
I wonder if you could explain, first of all, exactly what electroactive polymers are and how they work.
We're talking about effectively plastic. When you subject this plastic material to electrical stimulation, they change shape. For a long time, they have been known as a material that generates this kind of response, but not at the level that we started to see lately. Since the early 90s, we started to see growing capability of these materials, but the force was still lagging behind, and that's why we have this challenge.
So there's something in the way that these electroactive polymers respond that led you to think, aha, let's test them out with an arm wrestling competition.
That's right. Since we started naming them as artificial muscles because of their characteristic response, I thought it would be nice to have a way to measure the advances in this field where we take human as our baseline.
And were they being controlled by people?
Well, once the competition started, I counted to 3. They turned it on and left it to do the wrestling. It was not controlled in any way. It was left to turn against the arm of Panna. Of course, Panna had the complex capability of a human hand as opposed to those arms that all they knew how to do is turn against her arm.
Uh-huh. That opposable thumb maybe stood her in good stead against the robots.
So it gave her quite an advantage, of course.
Uh-huh.
And because she has her own, what we call sensors, that she feels what's going on, as opposed to those arms.
Well, Panna Felsen says she's not very strong, but she made pretty quick work out of these robotic arms. It took her 24 seconds to bring down the first one, then 4 seconds, and then 3 seconds to defeat the last arm. How do you read those results?
She got practice on the job. That's one possibility. We could also read it maybe that this is also the rating of strength of those arms. That's also a possibility. We still need to do some analysis of what we had here. But the fact that we had arms that just held a little bit is quite an accomplishment.
Even if it's for 3 seconds.
Exactly. If you compare that to flight, I don't remember how many seconds the first flight was, but it wasn't that many minutes more than we have done yesterday.
If you're looking for possible future advances in medical science, say, what applications might there be for this technology?
Just like we have now artificial organs, like the artificial kidney, artificial heart, and so on, I'm hoping to have an added item to the list that is practical that will be artificial muscles. Maybe some kind of a glove that you wear that can help people that have problems with their hand. It could be an exoskeleton that people can wear maybe and will replace even the wheelchair. Those are possibilities that you start thinking maybe this is becoming possible if we can make those muscles or actuators much better than we have them today.
Well, Mr. Bar-Cohen, thanks for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Joseph Bar-Cohen of NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. He organized the arm wrestling competition between a human and various robotic arms, which the human, 17-year-old Panna Felsen, won handily yesterday in San Diego.
And there's a photo of Panna Felsen competing against one of the robotic arms at our website, npr.org. This is NPR, National Public Radio.